with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys at Grilling Guys Talk Network, Jethro FM Network, everywhere around this great state of Michigan. But, hey, we were able to keep Tim Sobey on the line here a little bit, so we're going to pick this up where we left off. But, Bob, go ahead, bro.
Yeah, sounds good, Timmy. What you got on Jerry Lee Lewis?
So, yeah, you might not be able to air this, but, Conrad, you met our good friends Tom and Natalie Dumas.
Yeah, we're here in the studio, right?
Yes, yep. So we were over to their house last weekend, and I was, you know, we were playing cards and yucking it up. Mr. Yo, the girls all look prettier at closing time. So Jerry Lee Lewis and Natalie, she's like, don't even bring him up. And I'd never heard this before. Her cousin was married to Jerry Lee Lewis, was his fifth wife in 1983.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
So you can Google this up.
Wait a minute. Is this the one that didn't make the full journey?
Yeah, they were only married 2 months, and she ended up dead. And they ruled it a suicide, but actually they're trying to reopen that case. She had bruises like from fingers grabbed one of her arms. Under her underhand, her fingernails were all like broke back, and she had blood and flesh under her fingernails.
Oh.
So the way the story went, Jerry Lee was in town and brought a couple other honeys back, and crap hit the fan, and here she ended up dead, and it was just ruled as a suicide. But it sounds way fishier, and so three of his five wives ended up mysteriously dying, one drowned in a pool, and so that's why he got the nickname Killer.
Yeah.
Gosh, got a little Clinton side or a little Arkansas side there.
I was supposed to see Jerry Lee Lewis in a venue in Nashville, Michigan, which, you know, is way outside of Kalamazoo. I was supposed to see him and Carl Perkins. And the weekend that happened, Jerry Lee didn't show. So I got to see Carl Perkins by himself. But for your friends there, the girls all get prettier at closing time is his cousin. That's actually Mickey Gilley that does that song. So I thought I'd drag that around and interrupt the flow of the story. But yeah, we've heard that
buzzkill.
But they can go back and do DNA tests and all kinds of different things now. So
yes, they can.
That wouldn't no offense to the families or whatever, but that wouldn't surprise me. So
right, yeah. So there's that useless information for you, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about meat, shall we, boys?
Okay. Sure. Yep. Okay. So pork loin is it, huh, Tim? That's what's eat the hog.
Eat the hog. Yeah. So if you're looking, your question was, you know, what's a really good value? It still is that pork loin. And that remains, in my opinion, one of the best values. Pork tenderloin is another one as well. And pork tenderloin is so easy to do. Cut it into medallions, do like a stir fry, or even if you wanted to do some pork tacos or something also.
So what do you see for this year? I know a lot of food processing plants have been interrupted in many different ways, some of them nefarious. Is the pork industry going through anything like that?
Right now, they're holding kind of steady and stable, so to speak. And as time goes, that other thing of getting them to slaughter, you know, because the Chinese, I mean, they're almost in full control of this pork market.
Isn't that something?
There's some speculation what's going to happen, but at least as of right now, I don't see any hiccups down the pipeline to hurt the flow of pork anyway.
How is it, do you suppose, that our government could allow a foreign adversary to buy up so much of any of our industry, let alone food?
Like anything else in life, nothing screams louder than dead presidents. So if there's a payoff, you know, for enough money, hey, we'll do anything, right?
Yep, yep.
So
that's exactly
therein
right.
lies the crux of many of those issues is, you know, you for enough money, yeah, I'll let that go through.
Yeah, you can see it on the news right now, even with the change in the house, the Swalwell. I mean, he was living with Fang Fang, a Chinese spy. He's on the Senate Intelligence Committee, and he's living with a Chinese spy. We're screwed,
yeah,
dude. Hey, Timmy, you know go what? go get some coyote, and thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. And our motto in Coyote Camp is where the coyotes live and livers die.
Oh, yeah.
So we got our uniform shirts we had made up last year. So we're all being uniform today, actually, when we're running around, and probably have to stop into the Nataka bar up here. So
been there, done that. It takes a uniform to get through that place.
Here in a deer in a coyote camp here another year.
Well, if you run into the DNR, give me a call, because I've recently made friends with one from Baldwin. So
nice.
Yeah, she's good folk.
And did she give you a ticket to the conservation officer's ball? Did she?
No.
Okay.
He wasn't wearing the right uniform.
Yeah. Conservation officers don't have balls.
Right.
All right. Thanks, Timmy.
You can't say that on the radio.
I think you just did.
Thanks. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. Happy Saturday.
All right.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye now.
Tim Sobey, never a dull moment with that man.
His favorite phrase. You can't say that.
Right. Yep, exactly. But he's up having some fun. Well-deserved time off. So
that's a naturally funny guy.
Yeah.
You know, he can't help it. He can't stop trying to be funny.
Right.
He just has that.
It's good.
I wonder what he was like in school. I bet he was a little devil in school.
Yeah, I don't think he graduated at the top of his class, I'm betting. But I just
neither
don't
know. Did I.
Right, exactly. Nor did I. But so let's talk a little bit about that. We got a couple minutes left.
Graduating?
The pork.
I was a coyote.
The pork loin versus the tenderloin. The pork loin, that's the one that's about as big around as a softball. You'll see that come in chunks. You rarely ever see them whole. But the tenderloin is whole. It's about the size of maybe a tennis ball and maybe 8-10 inches long, maybe a foot long. That's the tenderloin. And he distinguished between the two, but both of them are of value. The big box stores, they buy in train loads where Tim buys in quantity for the butcher shop, but those, everybody's got it at a favorable price right now.
And I think that
going to Sobey Meats to get that, you're going to get a little bit better quality, and it's going to be trimmed a little bit nicer, and you're going to be glad you went there to get the, to get
you know,
meat.
And he touched on something I've kind of railed on for years, and that's the pork industry being bought up by the Chinese. He's absolutely right.
Yep.
It's not, I don't know how we could let that happen, but, you know, search out your local meat suppliers whenever possible. And, of course, that's what Sobey does.
Right.
So when you go to the big box store, sometimes you're just helping the folks that are not keeping your best interests in mind.
Yep, exactly. So for a pork loin, very lean piece of meat, but very tender. Works great if you cube it up and put it in a stir fry.
A pork tenderloin.
Yes, right. Did I say loin? Yeah.
Yeah,
pork tenderloin.
Because pork loin, you can run into the typical loins pretty lean, right?
Right, yep.
You just got a little fat cap on it, and if you overcook it, you've got yourself a pretty tough little piece of meat.
Right.
So, yep. And I mean, how many times have you been to somebody's house and they make you a pork chop and it's like jumping around?
Yeah, and then serve it with a hockey stick.
That's right. Or at least they should.
Right. Yeah, it's but that's the number one thing. I was on that. I said in the first segment, I went on this bus trip, and there was a lot of people that are curious for tips and things.
Yeah.
Right, when you do that.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, what do you see as the biggest problem with barbecue? I said, people overcook everything. And so then I'm telling a guy, you need a digital thermometer, probes in a roast or whatever. He goes, let me tell you about my probe story. And it ended with he thought everything was done. He opens his grill and grabs the probes with his bare hands and pulls them out. And he's got,
nice.
Yeah, stripe burns on his hands. And he said, I didn't even think about it. I just wanted to get it off the grill because it was done. And I'm like, yeah, well, you know, that's how it goes. So people have things that happen, right?
But yes, they do.
Anyway.
Some more than others.
Right. Coming up next, we're going to bring this train to the station. And so stick with us. You listen to the Grilling Guys on Jethro FM. We'll be back.